I want to speak to Independent Unionist Councillor Jolene Bunting. Jolene Bunting, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Have you been to the Belfast Islamic Centre? You've already paid the visit.
Yes, I was there yesterday.
Yeah, some people will be surprised. Some people may not be aware of where you stand politically, Jolene, but you're very close to the Britain First group, and you've had guest speakers over speaking outside City Hall, and some of what they said wouldn't have been actually embracing of the Muslim faith or of Islam in general. But you've taken some of these people to the Belfast Islamic Centre. How did that come about?
I was invited while on the Talkback show with William Crawley. I wanted to find out. I have been doing my research on Islam, and I wanted to find out if the Islamic Centre could answer some questions, which I had, some concerns which I had with their scriptures.
And did you get your mind put at ease?
I did. In some senses, yes, I did, Frank. In some senses, actually, it has worried me as well.
And explain the worry to me, first of all, because you wouldn't be in favour, for example, of the burqa being worn here.
Yes, well, the ladies at the Islamic Centre were happy to explain that it is their choice. Now, I know that within Islam, it's not every lady's choice, and around the world, women are made to wear the burqa by the males in their family, or their husbands. Make them work, and when we see the liberation of countries which have been under IS rule, the ladies' first reaction is to take off their veils. Now, I was happy that the ladies in the Belfast Islamic Centre choose to wear their burqas, their headscarves, and I was happy to hear that was their own freedom of choice. They also don't wear the full veil. The ladies that we were speaking to wouldn't wear the full veil. I would be against the full veil simply because it is a security risk. I wouldn't like anyone to be able to walk around with their face covered in a balaclava or anything else. And it does worry me that, you know, people are able to walk around with their face covered with no way of identifying them should crimes happen with them. And I'm not saying for one second that everyone who wears that is a criminal. But you know, it's hard to identify people who are wearing these full veil burqas.
Yeah, but surely this is a hang-up you have with the burqa, because you're thinking of ISIS when you see the Belfast Islamic Centre. You're thinking of criminals when you see the burqa or someone with something to hide. Can you not just see it as a faith, see it as a religion, see it as a choice? And yes, there are some women who are forced to wear it, that you have a point there. But can you not see it as a belief, as a faith? Can you not see people as being different in their beliefs and their understandings of life, and simply live side by side with them without, for example, organising Britain First speakers to come to the City Hall and speak with some vitriol about the Islamic faith?
Britain First are a political party who are tackling extremism, and I really don't, you know. There has been a big issue with Britain First coming over, but Britain First are a political party who are tackling extremism, which is quite real in UK mainland.
Would they not be promoting extremism?
No, not at all. They don't believe in violence, like myself. They do not promote violence or hate crime.
But you don't have to be violent to be extreme.
So how, I don't know what you mean by that, Frank, sorry.
Where you can have an absolute hatred of someone, where you can encourage division, where you can sow seeds of despair, all of that is extreme.
Well, I want to make it clear, I hate no individual. I have read the scriptures in the Quran, and I can see why there are people all over the world murdering innocent individuals who want nothing to do with the terrorism that they are causing. We've seen 22 people, children in a concert blowing up in Manchester. And when you look at the scriptures and you look at what the hadiths and what the Quran say about how people who are following the scripture should behave, then you can see why these people are going out and bombing and, you know, driving cars into people and using knives, because that is in the scripture. They should go out and kill the unbelievers.
You could find examples of that down through the books of the Bible as well, where we would be evil towards other people who crossed us. There are many examples of the eye for the eye.
But, well, number one, Frank, I'm not here. I wasn't told that I was coming on to defend Christianity. But number two, Jesus came along, and Jesus completely wiped any of the evil that is in the Old Testament. And Jesus came along and he said, no, you should love your neighbour, you should love your enemy, and you should pray for them and pray for forgiveness of them.
And should you not be loving the people who are of the Muslim faith here in this part of Northern Ireland?
I do love the people of the Muslim faith, but I would like them to explain to me, you know, about their scriptures, about the things which are in their scriptures, which tell me that actually ISIS are just following this book. ISIS are following the Hadith.
And do you fully endorse everything that was said outside the City Hall about a month ago? If people looked it up on YouTube and saw your guest speakers, would you fully endorse everything that was said there? I listened very carefully to them. Would you stand over everything that they said?
I can't say that I would stand over everything, because, to be honest with you, it was over a month ago. But yeah, I probably would. At the time, I didn't see anything wrong with anything that the speaker says. The police were heavily monitoring what was said, and there was no hate crime or anything. I also don't endorse the people who were protesting against the attacking us with a full tin of juice, which could have seriously hurt someone.
Yeah, there was a protest there. I'm not commenting on the protest at all. I'm simply watching it as someone who is viewing YouTube, and the protest seemed pretty vocal, to say the least. And if a missile was fired, that is completely unacceptable. In relation to the visit to the Belfast Islamic Centre, you and your guests who went with you, what will you do next as a result of that meeting? Because surely the people at the Belfast Islamic Centre didn't have to justify themselves to Jolene Bunting or to her
certainly
pals.
Not. They chose to invite me, and they knew that I had a lot of concerns, and they knew that I had a lot of questions for them, and they did. They answered them, and they were lovely people. And I feel reassured that I could work with them in the future to maybe tackle extremism. If I do have concerns about Muslims here in Belfast, so that they will help me, and they will, you know, be open to speak to me about the concerns that I have. Unfortunately, the people there yesterday said that there isn't a close connection with the mosques around Northern Ireland, which is something that I said, you know, maybe it's something that mosque needs to look at, to get a closer connection with all the mosques, in order to not allow extremism into the Muslim community within Northern Ireland. But I also asked, was there internal processes if someone is suspected of being an extremist? That isn't, there is no internal process for the mosque, which allows people to report extremism. They do it solely through the police.
And were you as keen to report extremism in the Christian community when it was alive and well here in Loyalist and Republican areas?
Frank, I'm 25 years old. I'm lucky enough that I wasn't around in the time of the Troubles. But yes, certainly, if I thought for one minute that someone was being an extremist and was going to murder someone, or was wanting to harm anyone, I would be keen to report them, yes.
And would you accept that the vast majority of people who come from the so-called Christian community of Loyalist areas or Republican areas had nothing to do with extremists or nothing to do with being extreme, that people are normal, people want to live their everyday lives and bring up their children here in society, and that the local Muslim people are just exactly the same?
As a girl from the Shankill, I know all too well that happened. What concerns me, Frank, is the scriptures that these people are reading. I was told yesterday that a lot of the scripture is just the scholars just say to ignore it, which I was really pleased to hear, So I was told yesterday that some hadith, the likes of the hadith which describes how Muhammad took a 6-year-old as his bride, well, a 9-year-old as his bride, those hadiths are ignored by the majority of the Muslim faith. I was told yesterday that that some of the more extreme quotes, such as strike terror into the heart of the kafir, they are also ignored by the majority of the Muslim faith, which is reassuring to me, Frank. However, I know there are people who actually take that literally, and I know that there are people throughout the world. I don't know of any in Northern Ireland, and I hope that the authorities, if it ever came to it, but I know that around the world there are Muslim men and also people of other faiths which are marrying children, children who are not fit to be brides, who are not fit for intercourse or anything else. And that is going on, and it's something that we need to... We mustn't blank it out because it's in a different part of the world. We have to look at this and think it's wrong and condemn it at every level.
Okay, and there are many elements of life that have to be challenged in all faiths and non-faiths as well. But just finally, Jolene, when you see a Muslim person, do you see a neighbour? Do you see maybe a doctor? Do you see a school teacher? Do you see a bricklayer? Or do you see someone who just might have a family member that's drawn to ISIS?
Well, I see the person underneath the front that the Muslims are made to put on, and I do in fact, you know, the experience yesterday, the meeting of other Muslims and ex-Muslims has made me realise that I, you know, maybe before then I would have been a wee bit prejudiced. But no, I do see the person underneath, and I do want these people to love the world as I do, and I hope that we don't have as many extremists, which the likes of England, we've had some come from here to bomb the likes of Glasgow. We must tackle these extremists. We mustn't ignore them.
Okay.
We must speak out against this, and we can't just stay quiet, Frank, because there are people dying, and we can't just stay quiet until it hits Belfast, until the bomb is planted in Belfast.
Okay.